Blog Talk Radio. you get back into bed? Why don't you get back into bed? Why don't you get back into bed? Why don't you get back into bed?
Yes, indeed. Keeping step, keeping step. You know it's all right. Good evening, good evening. Welcome. As we pour another blueberry iced tea for you, I'm DJ Honeycomb, Michael Lewis Engelman. As always, it's good to have you in the house. So if you're ready when raw, our blueberry iced tea grooves. Proudly brought to you by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit. So who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now, at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network. I know some of them are quite busy right now. My main man, G, is with me. Gary, a little bit of blues tonight, but, you know, you called this. You said, God forbid, it happens, and it happened. Now,
yeah,
we can't say for sure that it's COVID or COVID-related, because more than likely, it may have to do with the heat. And not just the heat, y'all. It's the humidity that saps the juice out of you. Now, in August, here on the East Coast, normally it's warm during the day and it really cools down at night. But the bridge is always the humidity. Now, right now, it's 87 degrees and I'm soaking my black ass off. I've had to use the A and the C. When it comes to the AC, I know my building is crazy hot, because if it wasn't for the AC, that air conditioning would be bad conditioning. Gee, what's it like on the West Coast? Have you felt that change humidity-wise as well?
Okay, 2021, the Bay Area has been very lucky, because outside the Bay Area, it's 100 degrees outside the Bay Area. But inside the Bay Area, it's 70 degrees. So we got that sea breeze going. So we've been this year.
Okay. But yes, the humidity just eats you up. And, you know, there was a similar incident. By the way, the young man that we're talking about, Quan Darius Wilburn, played for Virginia Union University. And we know there's a speculation going on. The professor, Fred Witte, and Radio Reggie are working on this right now. So we're going to have some updates tomorrow. But, gee, you know, this is a brother who was a defensive lineman, 19 years old, that just finished a conditioning session and fell out. They got him to VCU Hospital, but it was too late. He is dead. You know, now, that's one thing to carry that kind of heat when you're at your regular weight. When you're carrying 250, 275 or more in weather like this and you're working out in it, he can just come up and bite you in the ass. It seems like probably that's what happened to the young man.
Well, I have never, never understood why football teams practice in full pads at the end of summer. I never understood that.
I agree with you. I know where this is going. I agree wholeheartedly with you. You know, toughen people up and all that, handle, you know, slugging through a game and stuff like that, the elements, everything. But, you know, you're in Virginia. You know, I doubt you're going to see 50, 60-degree temperatures in August. You know, this ain't the Junction Boys bullshit, you know, with Alabama. They are really afraid, and they should be, that there'll be a wrongful death suit in the mix for all of this, you know?
Well, it should be.
Yeah, I agree.
Michael,
it should
there's
be.
No reason for you to be in full pads.
Yep.
In full pads in the middle of August. There's no reason for that.
No, you're right. So, whatever. Or wherever this leads, you know, HBCUs are hurting as it is. And I know, and you know as well, when the mouse gets a hold of this,
oh
they will not only stomp on it, they will run over it several times, you know.
Man.
And sadly, they bring up an honest premise. How are we going to take care of our kids? You know, yeah, I appreciate the culture. Yeah, I appreciate what HBCUs can do. But fuck all of that. My mama's looking at her baby dead because of the heat. You have to make adjustments. You got to fix this. You know you're in a climate that's changing. And I mean changing. Global warming affects everybody, and it really is affecting everybody now. Because temperatures have risen. Weather conditions have changed. They're tracking this shit. It's true. You have to adjust.
And because of these football programs.
Yep.
Who don't want to lose and want to get to everybody else.
Yeah.
And I can do anything possible to do it. Meaning you'll be out there in 90-degree heat. You know.
Yeah.
If you go, Michael, this is how crazy it is. It helps me though. Right now. It's 65
degrees. Right.
In Oakland, California, it's 91.
I believe you. 87 here. Yeah. And it's...
91. It's 15 right now. It's 15.
Sun's going down.
It's so dying.
Yeah. People got to understand the change. If the sun has gone down and it's still almost 90 damn degrees out here, something's up. You know, it's more than just having coaches and shit like that. You have to have people that's on top of stuff like this. It's supposed to be a hall of academia. So get on the academia in action and find out what are the fine points you have to tune in order to make sure your kids survive. So all they're going to talk about now is this kid being dead. All the HBCUs now, they're on alert because this kid's dead, but... The hell is that going to do that mama who lost her baby?
Yep.
It's scary, bro. We're going to pick up on more
than... This has got to change.
Yes.
Something has got to change.
Gee, we're going to talk about this tomorrow, and maybe Professor Kenyatta Cavill will come in and give us a better prescription on what's going down and what may happen here with what happened in Virginia Union. Because it's not going to go away. This is no joke. This is every mother's fear. First it was because of COVID, but now the elements have really come into play, and we have to deal with this. What you got on mind for later on, G? Any last words?
My word is congratulations to the Canadian Football League.
Yes, sir.
I commend the Canadian Football League for doing what they do. They did it without fanfare. They did it without publicity. They did it without consternation.
Mm-hmm.
Or protest. So,
and it's
just
the culture.
To the Edmonton Elks,
yep.
A.K.A. Eskimos.
Yep.
And thank you for doing what you do. We'll do an article on that this week.
Yes, indeed. We'll talk about the Elks. I don't know. I think they're both plural if you're using the right way, but Edmonton's new name.
I don't know.
We'll bring that up tomorrow as well. So, all right, before I go back to work, any last words?
As Michael would say, wash your hands. Bye-bye.
Now, y'all know y'all supposed to wash your ass out here, especially when it's all humid and clammy, and nobody want no clammy ass. You know, digging all in there and whatnot, ass gravy dripping from you. No, wash your ass. And definitely keep a mask in case you have to go somewhere where they need one. We will see you tomorrow. 9 p.m. with the Hump Day Special. If there are any updates on the tragedy at Virginia Union, we will keep you posted. Ciao for now.
when you just give love and never get love, you'd better let love depart. I know it's so, and yet I know I can't get you out of my heart. You made me leave my happy home. You took my love and now you've gone. Since I fell for you, guess I'll never be the same. Since I fell for you, well, it's too bad and it's too sad, but I'm in love with you. Then you snub me, but what can I do? I'm still in love with you. Well, I guess I'll never see the light. I get the blues most every night. I fell for you. Since I fell for you. in you, baby. Oh, baby. Change in you, baby.
Charlotte finally made the headline. Poor Charlotte had fulfilled her childhood dream by riding high on the Hollywood scene. Siren scream for Charlotte was rushed from the top of the hill. She had taken too many pills. Oh, thank you.
wrong. Pretty baby, I want good truth to what you do and make me do. I need your arms to hold me tight. I need your lips to kiss me goodnight. I'm so unhappy all around. Don't leave me sad.
All of that shit. My imagination. walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears. You're just letting me breathe in private, 'cause each time I just for his mistakes, I pick up my heart tight piece. I break down and cry. Oh baby, walk on by. I just can't get over losing you. So if I seem broken in two, please walk on by. Walk on by. Foolish pride, that's all that I have left. So let my heart tears and the sadness you gave me. I didn't ask you for it, but you gave me when you said goodbye. Oh, mama, walk on by. Make believe you never see the tears and cry. So do me a favor and walk on by. Please, oh, walk on. We'll be right back.
Fade to Black. We'll be back tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern with the Hump Day Special. Myself and everybody here at the tree, everybody, please go safe, stay safe, be safe once you get from A to B. Come back to A, okay. See you tomorrow.